W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris said, I hope he shows up. When told that former President Trump had agreed to the September 10th ABC News debate that he had previously agreed to, he's upset he won't be debating President Biden. At Mar-a-Lago, he responded to something the president said during a CBS News interview.
Asked about President Biden's warning that there would absolutely not be a peaceful transfer of power if Trump loses in November, Trump falsely claimed that there was in 2020 and there would be again, as long as the election is honest.
ABC's Selena Wang. 15 Republican-led states filed a federal lawsuit intent on stopping a Biden administration rule expected to allow 100,000 immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children to enroll in Affordable Care Act health insurance. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order requiring hospitals there to collect information on health care costs for undocumented immigrants. This is ABC News. Here in New York City, federal prosecutors charged Kevindale Nurse in a road rage incident in January, during which it's alleged he tossed a lit firework into a Verizon utility truck. Two workers injured in the ensuing explosion. Prosecutors say conviction comes with a minimum sentence of 7 years and as much as 40. Many of us are older enough to remember Thursday was 50 years since Richard Nixon became the only U.S. president to resign.
A unanimous Supreme Court ordered Nixon to turn over secretly recorded White House tapes to congressional investigators. On them, evidence of his part in the Watergate cover-up. Top Republicans told Nixon his support was gone. America seemed to come to a stop the night of August 8, 1974.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
To White House staffers the next day.
The greatness comes not when things go always good for you.
Leaving a mixed legacy. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he'll ask for more money in the next state budget. He told a legislative study committee Thursday the state needs to increase its investment in its public universities if they're going to stay competitive. Wisconsin ranks 43rd in the country in supporting four-year schools. Primary election day is Tuesday. There are bilingual ballots for those who need them, Brittany Merlot explains.
In Marathon County, some Spanish-speaking information is given to voters. But if a non-English speaker needs additional assistance to vote, some exceptions can be made. First, they can bring a translator with them, all the way to the polling booth. This person, though, cannot be a boss or an employer. And if you speak Hmong, you can go to the Hmong American Center in Wausau. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A long game, but an incredible finish. The Brewers beating the Braves in Atlanta today, 16-7, to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. During the series, the Brewers outscoring the Braves 34-12. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Just playing good more than one day, you know, like playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days. That's especially against a team that's as capable of, you know, they've, like us, they've been crushed by injuries.
The crew hitting six home runs in five innings. Next, they HUD back home and open up a weekend series tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Reds. NFL, Packers getting ready for their game against the Cleveland Browns, their first preseason game, and it'll be without their first-round draft pick, Jordan Morgan.
He had a shoulder. He'll be out for, it's nothing long-term, but he's going to be out probably for a week or so.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. An earlier start time, kickoff 3:25 Saturday afternoon at Cleveland. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. Our lows will drop to the lower 50s. West winds will be light. On your Friday, more clouds on the way. Highs near 70 degrees. Breezy northwest winds. More sunshine Saturday. Highs in the lower 70s. Currently 59 degrees.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Nikki Zirjav co-hosts the show with me on Friday. Our guests include Mark Hewson from Bell & Sports Medicine and live music with Matt Hafel. Help us kick off the weekend.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the Tom Hartman Program. On the line with us is our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and host of the On the Edge podcast, available wherever fine podcasts are found, also over on YouTube. And Itner Philip is his Twitter handle. Phil, welcome back to the program. I understand that, at least I heard on the BBC podcast last night, the news podcast, that Ukraine has actually struck inside Russia, and Russia's freaking out about it. Can you fill me in?
Yeah, this is a really interesting development and quite controversial for a number of different reasons, Tom, and it's good to see you again. What the Ukrainians have done is they have launched an attack across the border into Russia, using about 1,000 troops initially and a couple dozen tanks and armored personnel carriers, and they're pushing towards a town called Kursk. They've infiltrated about 6 miles, 10 kilometers, into Russian territory, and there's a lot of discussion as to what the objective is, what they're trying to achieve. Some saying that it's a way to divert Russian troops from another front line around the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. These two areas are relatively close to one another, so it could be a way to divert Russian troops back into Russia itself. It could be a way for Ukraine to impress upon Russia that they are involved in a war and that there are consequences, that, you know, if Ukrainian towns are going to be attacked, then Russian towns are also susceptible to attack. It could be to bolster Ukrainian morale, because things are so static on most of the lines. Even some withdrawals are being made by Ukrainian forces in other areas. And finally, there's some discussion that it might be a way for Ukraine to take territory that it then would swap for territory that Russia holds inside Ukraine's 1991 borders. So it might be an effort to gain a bargaining chip if there are real peace negotiations that might be coming up.
Wow, that's quite a collection of possibilities. Are they going to be able to hold it? I would think that Russia would freak out and just flood the area with soldiers, but are they really stretched that thin?
Well, that's what we can anticipate Russia doing, certainly something. I mean, and you're right, the Russians are freaking out. They're furious about it. They're particularly angry about civilian losses, which the response from Ukraine is, well, you know, you're killing Ukrainian civilians on a daily basis. Nobody likes, you know, what's euphemistically called collateral damage. But, Russia's been doing it to Ukraine for quite some time. But you're right, Moscow's furious about it. Can they hold it? I don't think so. I think ultimately they'll be pushed back. But the other interesting point about it, investigation or kind of theorizing what might all of this be about, but there's certainly something tangible about it, and that is previously when Ukraine has kind of sponsored or facilitated attacks into the Russian Federation across the border, they've used Russians. So anti-Putin Russian units that exist here in Ukraine were used previously. This is the first time we have Ukrainian troops, proper Ukrainian regular army units going into Russia. So this is slightly different. This isn't Russians attacking Russians. This is Ukrainians going into Russia and attacking Russia. So that's a different flavor altogether there, which might be contributing to Moscow's
hysteria,
apoplexy.
Yeah, exactly. This is the second week that F-16s have been in the air over Ukraine. How's that going?
Very subdued. And it's weird. It's strange. There's a lot of discussion here about that, about, well, they're here. What are we going to use them for? There's a lot of talk that they have been used in defensive operations to knock, say, drones or, you know, ballistic missiles or something that's being fired into Ukraine, but only in a air defense capacity. We're not seeing them being used in any kind of offensive capability that we're aware of yet. And that has a lot of people scratching their heads. I had a contact speak to me, about 2 months ago now, almost. And he laid out a very reliable guy with connections to former military, still connections within Ukraine's military. And he laid out a very different scenario for what the intentions were. Something changed in the interim. And so we don't know yet, frankly, what the F-16 is going to be done or going to be used to do in any kind of offensive capability. And obviously, with much of the attacks that happen with incoming munitions coming from Russia that happens in the middle of the night, you can't observe what it is that's knocking these things down. So it could be a Patriot, or indeed it might be an F-16.
Yeah.
We don't know yet, but they're not being used offensively, and that's very
interesting.
There's a lot of discussion about that.
We live near the Columbia River, and, you know, it runs east-west. It's the border between Washington State north of us and Oregon south of the river. And so the airport's right on the river, and so the river is the glide path, you know, for planes coming in and taking off. And they're flying F-16s or F-35s or F-somethings, with 140 decibels of noise. I mean, you know, it's really disruptive. But they fly them constantly out of here, and that's just the National Guard practicing. Could it be that the first couple of weeks that the F-16s are in Ukraine, it's just going to be the pilots and the controllers getting their feet wet, you know, getting their sea legs, as it were, figuring out the territory, figuring out the terrain, getting used to using the planes and all that kind of thing?
Well, first and foremost, I live near in Michigan. My cottage on the lake is near to an Air Force base as well, so I feel your pain.
Yeah.
As far as that scenario, it's entirely possible. I mean, these are very sophisticated systems, and it might just be that they are, as you say, kind of getting their sea legs and coordinating between Air Defense Command and Control, and also in terms of how quickly the response time is, getting them up in the air as quickly as possible. But again, this is a defensive capacity. What many Ukrainians are hoping for is that while they're doing this kind of like defensive air defense, you know, coordination and command and control and quick, rapid response, that there is at some point a plan for the Ukrainian military to use these in an offensive capability. Really, many people here in Ukraine are eagerly looking forward to what F-16s can do to facilitate the ground forces, but also to try and gain some form of air, if not total supremacy, but at least make the Ukrainian airspace much more contested space.
Yeah.
And so that's what folks are hoping for. And as you say, it's 2 weeks they've categorically been here. I've stopped predicting things, but one could anticipate seeing something on the front line. but not yet.
Yeah, fascinating. And Phil, I didn't ask you if there was anything on your mind, any stories or reports that you wanted to share with our viewers and listeners.
Well, there's a couple. A couple quick things. Firstly, there's something we should be paying attention to, and that is reports from inside the Russian Federation that their railway system, which is a very centralized railway system, is showing signs of wear and tear because of the sanctions. Rail is extremely important in Russia because of its vast size, and also because it is very centralized. You have to kind of, you know, like, for example, if you want to go from one city to another, you don't necessarily go directly. You have to go to Moscow and then back out. And that's done on purpose for command and control, but also because that way they can, provincial cities can't kind of like get together and threaten the capital. It's a whole thing. But it's interesting to hear, and we'll have to keep an eye on this story from inside the Federation about their railway system potentially collapsing. And then finally and quickly, this is the this week marks the anniversary of the launching of the 2008 Russian invasion of Georgia, a war that I covered. And it is worth discussing, and indeed that will be the topic of this week's episode of On the Edge, which comes out Sunday at 10 in the morning Pacific time, I believe it is. It's 8 o'clock in the evening Kiev time. We talk about Georgia, we talk about Ukraine, and we talk about the struggle or the fight that the USA has to engage with when it comes to Moscow's aggression. Well, Phil, obviously, a Georgian having really clear ideas about
that. Phil, I've got about a minute and a half here. You want to give us a quick primer on the Georgia situation?
Well, here's the Georgia situation. So 2008, Russia plays the exact same battle plan that they did here in Ukraine years later. They stoke a separatist movement internally within Georgia, and then they use that as an excuse to invade, which they did in 2008, and they seized a whole bunch of territory. And just like they did in the Donbass out here in Ukraine, they kind of incrementally been pushing out, expanding that territory. Subsequently, what also happened is the Reform Party that came to power in what's called the Rose Revolution, one of these color revolutions, which brought in a guy by the name of Mikhail Saakashvili, who's educated in Georgetown, very Western leading, wanted to bring Georgia, which is traditionally actually a Western country, although it's on the eastern shores of the Black Sea. He wanted to bring Georgia more in line with the European Union and the West. A familiar story. Moscow doesn't like it. They do this war, and then eventually they oust Saakashvili. They replace him with a ethnically Georgian individual, this oligarch, massively rich oligarch, who had made his riches in Russia, returns to Georgia and is propped up as a puppet of the Kremlin in the Georgian Republic. He is the head of a party called Georgian Dream. They are in power. They start to bring about what is called a foreign agents law, which would force anybody who had connections with the West to reveal them, kind of like FARA, but not really, far more stringent, far more aggressive. And also, it's not so much about the law itself, but how it will be implemented. Georgian resistance and the democratic movement knows that if that comes in, it'll be used to target them for political reasons. So they take to the streets in massive numbers. They resist it. It is kind of tampered down, but there's an election coming up, and that'll be the answer.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Phil. That was brilliant.
Watch Sunday. Yeah. We'll explain it on Sunday.
We'll check it out on the Edge. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Tom.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah, it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald. Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and they can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. And high amounts are even connected to cancer. This is tricky because avoiding them, because healthy and so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula, Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this stuff. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM.
What's going through your mind? Believing in conspiracies, leaving reason behind.
24 minutes past the hour, and Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Tom, you literally just covered the thing I was calling it about Raffensperger's new website for unregistering yourself.
Oh, yeah.
My concern, honestly, was I was overseas and didn't find out about the ability to get people's personal information off of it, the exposure that existed. But here's the thing. So what would make me think that that website is secure? What would make me think that Russian bots won't start unregistering people? What would make me think that there are appropriate checks to ensure that the person who is applying for being unregistered is actually the person who is registered?
Right. Now, this is dirty tricks 101, Marie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yet again, my civic duty to those of you who are in Georgia and those of you who are in red states, be sure to check your registration status regularly. Print out or take a screenshot of whatever you get as a result. Make sure you've got birth certificate. Make sure you've got proof of nationality if you've been nationalized, obviously official copies. Make sure you've got proof of your current name if it was by a name change by a wedding, obviously marriage certificate or divorce decree, and you need to get those from the courts. You need to order those now. Make sure you've got proof of address. You know, we are going to have to defend our votes. It is very clear.
Yeah, no, because the only way these guys can hang out of power, as unpopular as they are, particularly in the face of the Dobbs decision, is to prevent people from voting or not count their votes.
Exactly.
So there's going to be, I'm telling you, there's going to be a flood of placebo ballots this year. I mean, the number of provisional ballots, you know, typically it's a couple million a year. I'm guessing this year the number is just going to be massive. Marie, thanks so much for the call. And spot on. Thank you so much. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations and the GOP and the billionaires who own them all would really rather you didn't know all about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Stay tuned. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris said, I hope he shows up. When told that former President Trump had agreed to the September 10th ABC News debate that he had previously agreed to, he's upset he won't be debating President Biden. At Mar-a-Lago, he responded to something the president said during a CBS News interview.
Asked about President Biden's warning that there would absolutely not be a peaceful transfer of power if Trump loses in November, Trump falsely claimed that there was in 2020 and there would be again, as long as the election is honest.
ABC's Selena Wang, 15 Republican-led states filed a federal lawsuit intent on stopping a Biden administration rule expected to allow 100,000 immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children to enroll in Affordable Care Act health insurance. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order requiring hospitals there to collect information on health care costs for undocumented immigrants. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Plans are moving ahead to replace the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The state has approved plans to buy the current Wisconsin Veterans Museum building on the square for $9 million. The state would essentially be buying it for the property because the plan is to demolish that building. In its place, they'd construct a state-of-the-art five-story new Veterans Museum. This is just step one of that plan. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Dates for next year's Summerfest in Milwaukee are set. The big gig will be Thursdays through Saturdays from June 19th through July 5th. It'll be the 57th edition of Summerfest. Thanks to a new partnership with the Northcott Neighborhood House, Juneteenth programming will be offered for the first time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Three Taylor Swift shows were canceled due to a terrorist attack threat. The Associated Press reports that authorities in Vienna, Austria, apprehended two men, one of them the 19-year-old ringleader. The canceled shows were for August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and those with tickets will get a full refund. Reps for Taylor Swift have not commented yet on the incident. The Swift Eras Tour has spanned 145 shows in five continents. It started in 2023 and is scheduled to end in Vancouver in December. There is drama on the set of the new Bridget Jones film. The shooting schedule was disrupted by bats. Experts say their habitat was disrupted by the filming in Keswick, Cumbria. That was almost enough to distract fans from the fact that Colin Firth's character, Mark Darcy, is returning for the fourth installment of the franchise. Apparently, Firth's return has been planned for a while, but they were hoping to keep it a secret. Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy is expected in theaters in February of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. Our lows will drop to the lower 50s. West winds will be light. On your Friday, more clouds on the way. Highs near 70 degrees. Breezy northwest winds. More sunshine Saturday. Highs in the lower 70s. Currently 59 degrees.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Nepo baby adjacent Lara Trump shares her thoughts on Kamala Harris's qualifications to be president. Oh, don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Literally, it's just amazing.
Save up to 54% on Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
They say he's from the hills, but the truth ain't so clear. Grew up in the suburbs, not the Appalachia frontier. J.D. Vance, you're just a tale they sell. While real folks struggle in a system built to fail. It's a J.D. Vance, L.G. Griff's and lies with a smile catching everyone adrift. From the suburbs to the Senate, you climb so high. On the backs of the poor while you spread your lies.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mel in Chicago. Hey, Mel, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How are you? I was thinking, why the Democratic Party? They're looking for short slogans. I'm old. Why don't they come up with something like Dump Trump? And that's it.
Dump Trump. Yeah. Well, he's already been dumped. He's trying to regain his position. But I understand what you're saying. I'm all in favor of short short slogans. I think one that would make a great lawn sign is not voting weird this year, or something like that. Avoid the weird. I don't know. That meme is working so well, and Trump and Harris are trying so hard to come up with something to suggest that, you know, Walls and Harris are weird or something. It's funny.
Yeah. Now, I heard on another radio show a good thing with, avoid the weird and the beard.
Yeah, there you go. Avoid the weird and the beard. I like it. Mel, thanks for the call. Fred in Deering, New Hampshire. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Hey, great show as always.
Thank you, Fred.
What I was waiting to get on, I was thinking, you know, if Harris pick Jesus as a running mate, the right would say that we were pandering for the Jewish vote.
Huh? You're right. And that his hair is too long.
Yeah. You know, I was wondering, I had a question about Merrick Garland, but I also wanted to make an observation. I realized, waiting on the phone, that when J.D. Vance and his white men were, stocking Air Force One, I too wondered about them being allowed there by the Secret Service, who we know is some many Trumpers in there.
Oh yeah, they deleted all their correspondence on January 6th. I mean, you know, there's major scandals around the Secret Service. But keep going.
A little trivia about the Air Force One is it's very rare that you see the right side of it. That when it comes up, it's always on the left, and I guess that's because of secret defenses they have, probably thicker walls. That's how they manage the
You don't think it's site. Just the entrance door is typically on the left side of an airplane?
I read somewhere about fun facts to know and tell about the Air Force One, and that was one of it. It always pulls in, and you just, it's always in the one direction. You just see the left side.
Interesting.
This crew was there, and it was on its vulnerable earth side. We'd imagine it was pointed the other way. You don't see that often. Mm-hmm. So, quickly, I am very hopeful about our Kamala Harris and the running mate, and I'm going to go out there and vote and make calls and all that. But I'd like to say if we show up, when she gets in power, is it possible, is it likely that Merrick Garland will be retired?
I think the probabilities are probably close to 100%.
Yay.
There's a broad level of discontent with Merrick Garland across the Democratic Party, that he fiddled while Rome was burning for the first 2 years. It kind of looked like Trump had gone away, he had gone quiet, and I think that Garland thought, well, you know, no big deal, and let's not politicize this, and then Trump came back. And now it's like, oh my God! I think, you know, there have been a number of missteps at the DOJ, and he's lost. He's missed a lot of good opportunities. So yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to be gone.
Fred, thanks for the call. That was a great question. Thank you. Jeremy in Seattle. Hey, Jeremy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I have a little, I figured out why Trump said Vice President Harris is Indian and then changed to African American. He's in essence proposing that race follows the matrilineal line, and this will help the white supremacists, because that means that Barack Obama is white, and then we never had an African American president.
Yeah, I doubt Donald Trump even knows what the word matrilineal means, but I get your joke, your irony there, and it's a good one. Jeremy, thank you for the call. Mark in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I'm a former Marine, and I'm also referred to, along with many other people in the armed forces, as retread. In other words, I was on active duty, got out, was a civilian, and said, this adjustment's not working real well, so maybe I need to go back to where I was. So the Marines are very strict about it. So after a short period of time, they say, you're losing your rank. So in 1980, I was a sergeant. And in 1986, I was a PFC. My wife, when I got back in the truck in downtown Des Moines after raising my right hand, I said, well, Chris, I'm back in. And she said, I'm a PFC. And she said, oh, that's great. And she started clapping. I said, well, Chris, it's not captain. But really what I'm calling about is about Tim Walz. And one of the things you see on active duty in any walk of life, to include the civilian world and the military world, is you will see soldiers or Marines doing jobs that are traditionally on paper, they call it table of organization, being held by a higher rank. So I happened to serve with a Marine who was a Vietnam veteran, and he was a weapons platoon commander in the Marine Corps. And that's a captain's billet, but he was a sergeant at E5. But did he know how to do the job very well? So my point is, Tim Walz was a master sergeant, and he was doing the billet of command sergeant major for his artillery unit.
Correct.
So when they put in his package for his retirement, you know, when you work for any large government operation, it takes a while for paperwork to go through. So he, once you send that, let's go with Marines talk or in the Army, when you send that round down range, what you're asking for is what you're going to get. So he put his paperwork in whenever, April, May. And by the time the war said you'll be going in July, he had already committed to that. So they gave him sergeant major, command sergeant major. And I'm not calling to correct you, Tom, because you're a good-hearted person. It's not commander sergeant major. It's not Tom Hartman's fault or Mark's
command.
Fault.
Thank you for that.
Right. It's just command sergeant major. Mm-hmm. And in the Marine Corps, you have a sergeant major of the Marine Corps. There's a sergeant major of the Army, and there are probably sergeant majors of divisions in the Army. I don't even know that. But the point is, there's a lot of trickery, a lot of language, and I'm not calling to give Shady Vance a hard time. But when he made his claim yesterday, I thought it was so unfair considering his background as a journalist in the Marine Corps. Very rare. I really didn't even know there were journalists till the movie Full Metal Jacket. And there are a handful. And most of them, and he was attached to the Air Wing. So he basically is writing little newspaper accounts that will go out to the Air Wing members, which are helicopter and jet units. The ground people, who are 80% of the fighting force, don't even see the story. So I don't know, it's kind of sales and marketing, and I think he's kind of like a creation myself. So anyway, Tom, I appreciate you being there for us every day.
Well, thank you, Mark, and thanks for setting me straight on the rank.
Yeah, no
on
big
how
deal.
To say it. No, I
yeah,
appreciate
no
it.
Big deal.
I always want to get things right. So thank you, Mark. Good talking to you.
I know you do, Tom. And I don't even know other branches of the armed forces ranks correctly and stuff. Never did get it committed to memory. I probably saluted a little bit too much, but I don't know.
It all works out. Mark, thanks for the call.
Yeah, right.
Appreciate it. Diana in Macomb, Michigan. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Diana, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Great show.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm getting very confused by watching the news anymore on TV to the point where I don't want to do it anymore. And you just gave me a good choice of Randy Rhoads, so I'll give it a try.
Yeah,
but
your show follows mine on Maddow, TV.
Yeah, but Rachel Maddow has been saying that Biden abandoned us.
Biden abandoned
she said it
us?
Twice the other night. Abandoned. She's using the word abandoned twice the
I
other
didn't catch
night
that.
After.
I heard her show.
Yeah, twice. Huh. Twice she said it, because I looked at Bob and I go, she said Biden abandoned us, and then she said it again.
Huh.
Are they going Republican because of their CEO is Republican or what?
No, I guarantee you Rachel Maddow isn't. There's a bunch of Republicans on that network. And
she was so terrible about Biden after the speech.
Yeah.
After the debate.
Yeah. Well,
she was terrible. But when she said abandon the other night, I was shook up, abandoned, because I love him.
Yeah, I do too. And I didn't catch that, and I did watch your show. So, can I say?
But it was after the first speech she gave.
Yeah. Okay, Diana, I got to run, but thank you for the call. I frankly don't know what you're talking about. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money. Until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In a world so divided, where we stand apart, it's time to join our hands and open up our hearts. Let's break down the barriers, let's tear down the walls. For the greater good, we'll answer the call. Let's get together.
10 minutes before the hour, 9 minutes now. Sasha in Kent, Washington. Hey, Sasha, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Great show again.
Thank you.
I'm calling for help from somebody in the listening audience. I'm looking for a phone bank. I'm looking for a phone bank that calls to maybe Georgia or Florida and just says, check your voter registration. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I figure it would be from Democrats, and that's all I need.
Are you, well, there's a couple of websites. You could go to indivisible.org. You could go to...
Oh, yeah, I'm a great indivisibler.
Okay. You could go to votesaveamerica.com.
Oh, I got to write that down.
This is from the Pod Save America people only. This is votesaveamerica.com. And they're organizing people for action. Democrats.org, of course, is the, I believe, is the official Democratic website. It might be .com. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure it's .org.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's harriswalls.com. You know, there's
how do you spell Walls?
W-A-L-Z. No, no.
Thank you.
It's pronounced as if it was LLS, but it's LZ. And, you know, there's others out there. I'm sorry, I don't have a list. One of these days I'm going to have to start write them down and keep them here. So good luck, Sasha.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, good luck. And let us know how it works out, okay?
Will do.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Jim in Pioneer, Ohio. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. Supreme Court today. I'm proposing a reconfirmation hearing in the Senate every 6 to 9 years, somewhere in that area.
For the Supreme Court justices?
To the original confirmation, but it would just review their last few years. The Constitution says justices serve during good behavior, but there's no actual mechanism to determine good behavior, bad behavior.
Well, there is. It's the impeachment process.
Well, yeah. And if they reconfirmed and said no, they haven't been behaving, that's when the impeachment or removal process would start.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not a bad idea.
As opposed to term limits.
Yeah, I like the term limits too. Thank you, Jim. Okay. Thank you for that. Richard in Highland Park, California. Hey, Richard, what's up?
What's up is somebody called a couple of weeks ago, talked about something called a stun, shift the unfit narrative. I was invited to one of their meetings, and I'm telling you, it's all about unification. It talks about this civil war situation that people are talking about in the world, all of this anti-Trump thing and then anti-Harris thing and all the violence that is being undermining the whole thing. And this program is all of, it's unification. They use Muhammad Ali with his 50th and 60th anniversaries of being Lieutenant Foreman, and then how he shook the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they will stun the world with common sense. And I'm telling you, if you could get them, it takes 20 minutes. If you could get them on a conversation on your show, I'm telling you, it would shift everything.
I will look into it, Richard. Thanks for the heads up on that. Annette in Northville, Michigan. Hey, Annette, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just have a concern if Vice President Harris wins in November. Mm-hmm. Is the Supreme Court going to allow her to become president, or...
That's my concern, too, Annette. You know, Republicans on the Supreme Court stole the election from Al Gore in 2000. And,
right.
And it wouldn't surprise me at all, particularly given the current composition of the court, which is even more partisan than it was in 2000, if they try it again. How that's going to play out, I can imagine a couple of different scenarios. I'm hopeful it doesn't. But I share your concern, and I don't have an easy answer about what to do about it. I mean, if it's just, election clerks trying to disrupt the election by refusing to certify the election, that's one thing.
Right.
But if the Supreme Court steps in and tries to mess with this thing, that's a whole other thing altogether. And we already saw that movie once before, and it turned out really, really bad. We got, Trump and Cheney, or excuse me, Bush and Cheney, and we got two wars.
Iraq war.
And $10 trillion in national debt and a bunch of dead Americans. And, I mean, it was just a mess. So, yeah. Annette, thank you for the call.
And Johnson, will he approve the voting?
I don't know. Mike Johnson will not approve anything that advances democracy in the United States. Annette, thanks for the call. Wayne in Longview, Washington. Hey, Wayne, I've got a little less than a minute here. You got a quick one?
Yeah, why couldn't they go all Cromwell on him, like that movie Cromwell? Why couldn't he just declare martial law and go in there and make them recount those votes and suspend the Supreme Court, shut them up, nationalize the media, and just until this thing gets set straight, we recount these votes.
Biden has the power to do that with the Insurrection Act or by declaring a state of emergency, and Donald Trump has already said that if he becomes president, that's what he's going to do on day one. So
yeah, because whoever controls the military, they've got the power, and if right now if this stuff happened, she could go in there, man, and just say, we suspend everything.
Yeah.
And bang.
I just don't think Biden will do it, and I don't think he should do it, frankly, unless it really gets out of control. But we'll see. We'll see. I trust him to do the right thing. I really do. Wayne, thank you for the call. And we'll be back on the other side of this break. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side of the break with J.D. Vance and his undisputed war heroes nonsense, and also a swing state mayor, a Republican mayor, has just launched Republicans for Harris. I'll tell you about that, too. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a Bar Band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.